Blog Talk Radio.
Open your mouth, church, and begin to worship. Begin to honor him. Begin to bless him. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, yes, Jesus, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Can you sing that tonight? Come on.
I sing praise to your name.
Oh.
Yes, Lord, exalt your holy name.
your voice and declare that tonight. I just want to praise you, Lord. See. Come on, sing. Lift my hands and say, all over the building, say,
hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt thee, O Lord, O God, our King, the master ruler of the universe, the one and the only God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the great Jehovah Jireh. Glory be to God. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Father, we come, Father God, on this day with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we decree and declare and declare and decree that there is absolutely nobody, 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 nobody like you. Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. We love you on today, and we thank you because you first loved us. Thank you, Father God, for another day to rejoice, another day to serve, another day to give, another day to receive, another day to embrace and to refrain from embracing. Father God, this is your day, and we are subjects in your day. And so, Father, we come to lift you up higher, higher, and higher. For you said, if I be lifted up above the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our listening audience around the globe. We say thank you, Father. And Lord, we know that your word will never, ever, ever return into you void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. We ask that you will anoint our ears to hear, Father, our eyes to see, Father God, our spirits to receive and our hearts to obey in truth, because you are a spirit and we who worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, Father, to you be the glory, to you be the honor, and to you be praise as we commit this service into your hands, Father. And we want to say we love you and we're falling in love with you more and more and more every day and through every situation and in every way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer, and our soul says amen and amen. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership for our Sunday service where Jesus Christ is King and Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to welcome every one of you around the globe, those of you who are listening in live, those of you who are listening in on the replay. We just want to say thank you for being here. We are a ministry that serves the Lord in this capacity 7 days a week. This is what we do. Amen. So you're welcome to enjoy our services. You're welcome to keep on coming back. And do not be bashful when bringing other people back with you. There's room for everybody. We are not running out of room. Glory be to God. There's always room at the cross. Amen. For you, and for you. We want to invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org and find out more about our ministries and all that we are doing and attempting to do and will do and have done. Amen. For the Lord. Not to give ourselves any glory, but to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen and amen. Our scripture for this morning will be found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 4. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1, verses 1 through 7, and it reads like this. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou do well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou do not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Our text and subject this morning is coming out of verse number 7. And it reads, if thou do well, thou shalt not be accepted. Thou shalt not be accepted. Amen. We're talking from a subject this morning, acceptability. Acceptability. Amen. From God's perspective. Amen. Acceptability. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Beloved, amen. The first recorded act of worship after the fall of mankind, after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, was the giving of an offering unto God. From the beginning of God's dealings with mankind, burnt offerings, free will offerings, first fruit offerings, and tithes were ways which they could enter a relationship with God and worship him. After the fall, God did not cut humans off altogether like he was tempted to do. He did not do that. He could have completely destroyed the human race, which he considered, but he did not. Instead, God gave grace and mercy, and he established a way for mankind to be restored into fellowship with him through sacrifices and through offerings. The offerings were sacred and holy to God because they pointed to Christ, the perfect sacrifice, who would one day redeem people from their sins. The offerings contained a confession of sin, a penalty for sin, and a profession of faith, looking forward to the final great sacrificial offering, the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the whole wide world. Mankind's entire relationship with God revolved around their being obedient to God's commandments. We can't get away from that word obedient. The Bible does not exist without that word obedient. Even Jesus Christ himself learned obedience. If you take the word obedience out the Bible, you don't have a Bible. But their entire relationship with God evolved around their being obedient to God's commandments and also being faithful to present tithes and offerings to him. As mankind worshiped God by giving tithes and offerings, God abundantly poured his blessings upon them and God prospered them. Now, there are guidelines, beloved, for our offerings. Presenting an offering to the Lord has a deep spiritual significance to the Jews. It was the most important aspect of their lives. Not only was the actual offering or burnt sacrifice important, but also the manner in which it was presented. If the offering was not given according to God's directives, it was unacceptable and was therefore rejected. God does not accept everything that we give to him. He don't take the crumbs and the hand-me-downs and the leftovers. No, no, no. God is not needy. God is not needy. God is not hungry. God is not a beggar. And God does not accept everything that we give to him, beloved. At some point after the fall, God revealed to Adam the manner in which they were to bring the offerings. God had a way to bring it, an attitude to bring it. Glory be to God. He also revealed the types of offerings that they were to bring. He instructed them of the appointed times to bring their offerings, what their offerings represented. And this is where we find ourselves, beloved, in our reading on this morning, coming out of Genesis chapter number 4, in the story of Cain and Abel, the first two brothers on planet Earth, the very first two, Adam and Eve's kids. Adam and Eve had more children, but Cain and Abel were the firstborn. These were the very first brothers. The first priests were really born because Adam and Eve wasn't born. Adam and Eve was created. God created Adam, put him to sleep, and out of his rib, he brought Eve. See, Adam and Eve did not have a belly button. They didn't need a belly button because they weren't connected to their mother's womb. They were created by the hands of God. So Cain and Abel was the first two men to be born out of a womb of a woman. See, right here in the beginning, right here where everything began. Glory be to God. And so these two brothers, they came to present their offerings unto God because they was taught and they knew that they had to do this because God, amen, desired this. But we have to ask ourselves a question, beloved. One brother, Cain, his offering was rejected and not accepted by God. God didn't even receive it. No, he said, no, thank you. no, thank you. But Cain, the brother, brought an offering, and his offering was gladly accepted by God. And we ask ourselves, why? Why could this be? Well, beloved, amen, it's a good question. Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground. Abel offered the firstborn of his flock. Cain's offering was only a sacrifice of acknowledgement. It was a thank offering, a thank you offering, instead of a sacrifice of atonement. It was no sacrifice in his giving. There was no humility in his giving. There was no acknowledgement in his giving. There was no confession of sin in his giving. There was no recognition of the great sacrifice which would one day redeem all mankind from sin. No, he had one of them empty givings, one of them empty. You know how some people just do something to do it. They don't feel it. Their heart ain't in it. Their mind ain't in it. Amen. They just going through the rigmarole. Just going through the rigmarole. You know what I mean? I mean, you ain't involved at all. Everything is for show. This is for show. See, You know, it's like when somebody come. You ever had somebody come and throw something at you? Here, take this. You know, and you're supposed to be happy and grateful for that? Ah, that was Cain's attitude. A little snooty. He was a little snooty. Well, I know God's going to take because I'm giving it to him. Oh, really? Oh, really? I know God is happy because I'm serving. You serving with what attitude? You praying with what attitude? You showing up with what attitude? You giving with what attitude? See, this is where Cain was. But now let's look at his brother Abel. Let's contrast the two brothers. Abel came to God bringing a sacrifice of atonement. Ooh. And we're going to be talking some more about atonement in upcoming days. He offered to God the best that he had. Somebody say best. Nah, it wasn't no leftovers. You ever had somebody, amen, I've seen it. People have food in their refrigerator. They was really saving it for trash day. Well, you know, I'll keep the food in the refrigerator and throw it out in the trash tomorrow. But, you know, somebody happened to come by the day before. So they want to offer you the food that's been in leftovers in the refrigerator, halfway stale, old, you know, halfway close to moldy. They was going to throw it in the trash anyway. But since you're here, would you like to have something to eat? I got some clothes I want to give away, huh? You got your good clothes in the front, the bad clothes in the back. You want to give the bad clothes away. You want to give the clothes, amen. You didn't even take time to pull a needle and a thread out to sew the holes in the clothes. You want to give away the clothes that got the holes in it. Well, they ought to be happy they got something. You want to give away the worn shoes, the shoes that should have been in the trash. You say you want to bless somebody. Huh? I got some furniture to give away. That furniture needs to be in the trash. All ripped up, bed bugs. Glory be to God. Ain't no telling what done took place on that bed. And, oh, they ought to be glad. No, you ain't giving your best. See, Abel gave his best. So he started from the top. He said, what I got here, amen. See, when you give your best represents the thing that you really want to keep. You really want to keep this because this is my best. This is my favorite. See, that's what Jesus did. That's what God did when he gave us Jesus. He gave us his best. Glory be to God. Oh, I got four pretty coats. I want to bless somebody. You going to give somebody one of them pretty coats. They're pretty outfits. Some homemade food. Something you went in the kitchen and put together in love. You giving your best. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what Abel did. It got God's attention, too. Oh, it got God's attention. God stopped right in his tracks. He said, look here. He said, what I see here. See, Abel didn't bring a lamb that was sick. Give me the sick lamb over here. I'm going to sacrifice that. You know, he halfway dying anyhow. We're going to sacrifice the lamb. Give us the one that's almost dead. I'm going to get at the guy. He said, let the sick lamb die. He said, give me the best. Come on, somebody. He didn't come with a sick lamb. He didn't come with a lame lamb with three legs. We going to chop the legs up anyhow. Just give me the one with the three legs. Nah, Abel said, nah. He didn't come with a blemished lamb. Well, it don't make no difference. We going to cut it up anyhow. And we just want, nah. He said, I dare not offer this. I dare not give God anything second-handed. I dare not give God something that's not important to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. King David had the same attitude. He said, I dare not approach my God empty. And when I come, I'm coming with something and I'm coming with my best. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Abel selected, beloved. Glory be to God. The very best. Somebody say very best. See, you got good. You know how we learned in school? It's not good and gooder and goodest. All right? We know that, right? It's good, better, and best. Well, I want to add a fourth one on today according to God's word. You got good, you got better, you got best, and then you got very best. That's what Cain came with. Mm-hmm. The very best of the firstborn of his flock. And he sacrificed it upon the altar and worshiped the God. The blood of the lamb that Abel sacrificed represented the blood of Christ, which would be shed for the remission of man's sins. All the blood done sign my name. All the blood done sign my name. All the blood done sign my name. For the remission of man's sins. Somebody say hallelujah. By offering it to God, Abel was acknowledging that he was a sinner who deserved God's wrath. But by faith, somebody say by faith, but by faith, he was looking to God for his mercy. And our God is a merciful God, full of mercy, full of compassion. Glory be to God. Abel's offering was acceptable to God because it was given in faith. Cain was not given in faith. That carnal nature. You just do things to do things. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he is a rewarder of those of us who diligently seek him. And we read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 4, it confirms it. It reads like this. Hebrews 11 and 4, it says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Somebody underline more excellent. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts. You see, beloved, our faith is what makes us righteous. Our faith is what makes us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can't do nothing without faith. You can't please God without faith. We see right here that Cain was rejected by God because Cain didn't have no faith in his offering. See, some people give, but some people don't give in faith. Some people give for show, amen, but they don't give it in faith. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Faith. Gifts and faith from the heart. This is what God is looking for, beloved. The gifts and offerings that you give to God are an integral part of your relationship with him. They must not be treated lightly. You too, like Cain and Abel, must give them in faith. How you give your offerings as well as what you give is very important. And it will also determine if they are acceptable to God. Because God does not receive everything that is given to him. If it's not given in the right attitude, if it's not given the way he say give it, not acceptable. Your offerings are to be holy unto the Lord. And they are to be presented to God in an act of worship. Our giving is a form of worship unto God. And the Lord says, we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God wants you to give him free will offerings from your heart because of your love for him. Glory be to God. Not because you've been pressured into giving. You're trying to get somebody off your shoulders. You're trying to get that family member off. Trying to get that leader off or whoever. You feel like you're pressured to give. Well, I'm just going to give this so they can shut their mouth. No, unacceptable. Unacceptable. And it might have been a big offering too. Might have been a big sacrifice, but it didn't come from your heart. You didn't do it as a form of your worship. You didn't do it to please God. You did it to please people. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Listen to what Paul told the Corinthians, beloved, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse 7. He says, every man, according as he purposed in his heart. Now, I want you to underline that. Underline that. Oh, should I give, how much? Should I get 10%, 20%, 50%, 1%? Okay, let's back it up. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? Because that's the only thing that's going to be acceptable to God. If 5% is in your heart, then 5% is what it should be. If 2% is in your heart, if 20%, whatever is in your heart. Because if you give less than that, now you're under a conviction. And if you give more than that, you're really in a blessed situation. So look, so let us continue. It says, every man according as he has purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you cannot give to God freely and if you cannot give to God joyfully, hear me, and I'm just about finished this morning. If you cannot give to God freely, if you cannot give to God joyfully, there is something wrong. And you need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you. Glory be to God. If you give grudgingly, your offering will not be accepted. God don't want it. If you can't do, if you got to murmur, complain, well, you know, I could be, you're doing something else, and I don't know. God said, keep it. Not accepted. Well, you might as well keep it because God's not accepting it. See? Beloved, stop and think about the ways in which you give to God. Do you withhold your offerings from him? Do you give out of a sense of duty because you feel obligated or pressured to give? God wants you to enter into a new relationship with him in which you worship him by willingly and joyfully giving him the very best. The very best of all that he has given to you. Oh, my God. The very best. Whoo, my God. The offerings that the Israelites offered year after year after year were insufficient to cleanse the people from their sins. Only a remainder of their sins and their need for a Savior. Thank God Jesus came. because the blood of bullocks, amen, was no longer working. Through Christ's offering, beloved, and he sacrificed his life. He sacrificed his life. He came. He died. He was buried. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because of that, we are able to enter a relationship with God in which we can come fearlessly and boldly to receive from him all that we need. All that you need, God got it. He has everything you need. Beloved, let me close with some good news today. Glory be to God. God, even though Cain sinned, because his attitude was raw, because his sacrifice was inappropriate and unacceptable to God, God gave him a chance to right his wrong and try again. He gave him a chance, and he didn't accept it. I come to tell you that God is giving you another chance too. God is not the God of a second chance. God is the God of another chance. God is the God of another chance. And he's calling out to you, amen, on today. In that very last verse, verse number seven in our scripture, amen, Genesis, amen, chapter number 4, verse 7. Look what he said. He said, if thou do well, thou shall not be accepted. But if you do not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Beloved, for Cain to rule over the sin that was crouching at his door, he would have to give up his jealous anger so that sin would not find a foothold in his life. He had to let go. He had to let go of something. He was holding on, something that was blocking his fellowship, blocking his blessing, blocking. Maybe that's why his attitude was nasty, huh? Because there was something that he had to let go of more than his sacrifice, see? More than his sacrifice. The Bible says that sin was crouching at his door, beloved. Sin is still crouching at our doors today. Like Cain, we will be victims of sin if we do not resist it and master our sinful desires. But we cannot master sin in our own strength. Instead, we must turn to God to receive faith for ourselves and turn to other believers to receive encouragement and strength from one another. The Holy Spirit will help us to master sin. Now, it's going to be a lifelong battle. It might not happen overnight, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God will give us the victory over sin until we see Jesus face to face. Do you need help today? Do you need help today, amen, to be able to master sin? Glory be to God, that you can come to God and give God your very best. Romans 12 says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. So you can give God all of you. You can give God all of your service. You can give God your time. You can give God of your resources. And then nothing is too much for God. But sin always holds us back and cripples us. And when we rule in sin and we still try to give to God, it's unacceptable. Are you ready to make your sacrifice and your offerings to God, including yourself, starting with yourself? God wants you. God don't need your money, but God needs you. He needs you. There's work to be done in his kingdom. He needs you. There's a purpose. There's a calling. He is giving you gifts. Amen. God needs you. He's waiting on you. Glory be to God. There's an assignment. He needs you. He needs your personality. He needs you. Are you willing to do that today? Are you willing to tell the Lord yes? Hallelujah. If you have never, ever received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, well, guess what? This is your day. You're in the right place at the right time. It's time for you, amen, to take that first step, that first step. Glory be to God. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. That's the first step. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what God wants. Because guess what? If you have somebody's heart, you have everything they have. Everything they have, you can get. Ask any woman, glory be to God, huh? Whose husband, amen, hallelujah, she won his heart. Huh? Or he won her heart. Our children have won our hearts. Oh, we know it's enough. They can get anything they want. Why? Because they where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And God wants you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants your heart. But you have to let him in. He's not going to bust his way to end. You got to let him in. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. That word believe means trust. Repeat after me today for those of you who have never taken this first step in your Christian journey. I'm going to say a quick prayer of repentance, and I just want you to repeat after me. Believe in your heart and say the words coming out of your mouth right where you are. You don't have to be on your knees. If you want to get on your knees, get on your knees. You don't have to, as long as your heart is in the right position. Say these words. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. And God the Son. I believe you paid for my sins with your blood on the cross. I believe that God raised you from the dead. And I now by faith accept the gift of salvation. I take the hand of faith and receive the gift of salvation. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And forgive me of all my sins. Save me, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. That's it. That's it. You're saved. You're saved. Hallelujah. You're saved. You're saved. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. You're saved. You've been snatched out of the kingdom of darkness. You've been adopted into the kingdom of light. You're saved. It's the greatest miracle in the universe. You're saved. Now, if you believe those words, if you believe those words, I want you to say this also as we close our service on today. For those of you that just repeated it and believe what you said, pray this by faith. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I receive it by faith according to your promise, and that settles it. I don't ask for a sign. I don't look for a feeling. I stand on your word. I trust you and you only. Thank you for saving me. Now give me the courage to make it public and help me not to be ashamed of you. And begin now to make me the person that you want me to be. In your name, I pray. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Share your testimony if you like. And we also would like to send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen and amen and amen. Now, your salvation is your first step, not the last step. It's the beginning, not the end. You've been born again into the Lord's kingdom. Amen. A woman does not give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. You have to grow and mature. And this is why the Lord has us here, Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. This is why the Lord has a fivefold ministry around the world. Amen. So pray and ask God where you should go and be fed. Amen. And stay connected to that ministry and that church. And don't move till the Lord tell you otherwise. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This concludes our service for today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you would like to sow according to what's in your heart, no amount is too small, no amount is too big. If the Lord says sow $5, you sow $5. If the Lord tells you 500, 5,000, or 5 million, whatever the Lord is telling you and you are in accord with the Lord, give according to what's in your heart, because that's what the Lord is going to accept, and what he accepts, he blesses. Several ways that you can sow into our ministry. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Hit the connect button there. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. 19038. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Life Word Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. We ask that you will follow us on Facebook, like us on Twitter, and all the social media platforms. Please stay connected to us. We have a lot of grand launchings and announcements to be making in the near future, and we would like for you to be a part of that as we continue to move forward in God's kingdom. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God that have come forth on today. We thank you for the souls that have given their life to you today, the backsliders that have been redeemed today. Father God, we bless the receiving of the offerings, the tithing and the offerings on today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. Now, Father God, we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Come on back tomorrow morning, early in the morning, and get a spiritual breakfast. Amen. There's a seat at the table for you. Amen. God bless you. And Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.